Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Hello.
Hi. How is everybody? Good. Good to hear. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, you can. I'm done now. I'm trying.
Are you okay?
I was just enjoying a little.
Okay.
Yeah. Talking with the invisible audience time.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So this is from I am Kyun-chan.
I am Kyun-chan-san.
Thank you, Kyun-chan.
So, thank you, Kyun-chan.
いつも通勤時に楽しく聞かせていただいています。
ありがとうございます。
突然ですが、私には何十年もずっとモヤモヤし続けている出来事があります。
Okay.
日本では小学1年生の時、大きな株という物語を学習するのですが、
ん?
Do you know this?
No.
Okay. A big turnip. Turnip? Turnip?その時に受けた国語のテストの判定に納得がいかず、未だに引きずっているのです。
Okay.
So, the story is about there's a big, like huge, like gigantic?
Gigantic, yeah.
Turnip?
Turnip? I don't know. I don't know the pronunciation. Turnip. I don't know. Turnip.
It's a vegetable. Okay. Vegetable. Like kabu.
Ah, okay.
And, there's one, old oji-san
yeah.
trying to pick that up.
Uh-huh.
But as it's like huge, he are not able to pick that up.
Like a daikon?
Yeah, it's like a daikon.
Okay.
It's a kabu. 大きな kabu. So it's
like a daikon.
I mean, yeah, if you wanna, it's like a daikon, yeah?
Isn't it the same? No, so it's a daikon?
It's not the
isn't
same.
Isn't it a daikon?
It's not a daikon.
Oh.
Why are you stacking a daikon? It's uh-huh. kabu.
Got it.
Yeah.
Like a daikon, right? Like a
daikon, right? Yeah, I didn't
want to okay.
say that.
So. It's similar.
I mean,
it's not the same. It's similar.
It's, well, if you want to say similar,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Okay.
okay.
Got it.
It's,
all right.
It's like daikon.
It's like a daikon,
yeah, but
right.
it's kabu, okay?
Okay. All right. It's called kabu, but it's actually a daikon, right? You just call it a kabu. Okay, what about it?
Yeah. And, called Oba-san.
Uh-huh.
And so that, Oji-san, tried to pick kabu out. And Oba-san is trying to pull Oji-san.
So it's from the, it's in the ground.
Yeah.
Got it.
So there's two people trying to pick that.
Uh-huh. Kabu trying to pull that out.
Yeah, pull uh-huh. that out from the ground. But they can't.
Yeah.
So they bring, some dogs, like
dogs,
cats,
uh-huh.
or like nezumi, mouse,
all the animals,
all the yeah,
that friends. Has power,
yeah,
yeah.
and like mago musume,
mm-hmm.
all those people,
yeah,
and they are all like make line,
mm-hmm.
so that oji-san pull the kabu, and oba-san pull the oji-san, and mago musume pull
yeah.
oba-san,
okay,
and those
yeah
make line,
makes sense,
and finally. They made it.
They pull it out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And, meditashi.
Yeah.
That's the story.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It is a very famous story in Japan.
Okay.
We all learn.
Okay.
We were elementary school. It's Okina Kabu.
That's the name of the title.
Yeah.
Okina Daikon.
It's not daikon. It's a daikon.
A huge daikon.
It's huge kabu. Okay.
okay.
It's not daikon.
Got it.
Okay. Just for your information.
For my, it's okay. not, thank it's you. Daikon. Thank it's you for kabu. Telling me that. Okay.
So, and there's a Japanese 国語のテストがあって、
mm-hmm.
問題は、この物語に出てきて株を引っ張っているのは何人ですかという問題が出ました、
mm-hmm.
おじいさん、おばあさん、孫娘、犬、猫、ネズミの6人というのが正解でした、
okay.
が、私が書いた答えは1人なぜならば株を引っ張っているのはおじいさん1人であってそれ以外の人は前の人を引っ張っていて株を引っ張っているわけではないからというのが答えの理由です。
うん、
うん、我ながら面倒な子供だなと思いつつ不正解だという判定には未だにモヤモヤしているのです。
うん、
お二人にはなんとなく気になるのにずっと解決していない出来事はありませんか？ また納得いかない出来事に直面したとき、はっきりと相手に伝えるタイプですか、我慢するタイプですか。
What do you think about that answer?
The answer?
One or six.
Kabu を引っ張ってるのは、oh yeah, it could be one.
Yeah.
Yes, kabu を引っ張ってるのは、only the おじいさん。
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What if the kabu was attached to a rope, and all the six characters were holding on to the rope,
yeah,
like a tug of war, yeah, and then he's pulling on it,
yeah.
Then would that answer be six?
Yeah, it would be six.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, but actually, in this novel, like Okinakabu, they literally say that Oji-san is pulling the kabu, and Oba-san is pulling Oji-san.
Mm-hmm.
And with those images.
Mm-hmm.
And Magomusume is pulling Oba-san.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kyon-chan is kind of right.
Yeah.
Oji-san is the only one who, like, actually touches to the kabu.
Well, I have an argument here.
Okay.
Look, okay. If you're saying that if a rope is attached to a kabu,
uh-huh.
and then the person at the very end is pulling the rope,
yeah.
then you're saying six people, right?
Yeah.
That last person is also pulling the kabu.
Yeah.
Why not? The Oji-san could be acting like a rope to the person behind him, right?
Uh-huh.
It's no different than what rope is doing.
Okay.
To the whoever that is, the Oba-chan, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Oba-chan's behind the Oji-chan's who's behind the turnip.
Yeah.
And like, for the Oba-chan, it's no different than pulling a rope or Oji-chan. It's what's pulling, her force is what's pulling the turnip. So it's like, for that means, you should think of them as they're all pulling the rope.
Okay.
Right?
Then six.
So six.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. Of course, it can be six. Of course, they all cooperate to pull the kabu out. So the six would be the like usual answer.
Yeah.
But one can be the answer, too, because it's a matter of how you read the sentence. Kabu を引っ張っているのは means that, you know, can be read as kabu ni, who is directly pulling the kabu. It's matter of Japanese, so can be one too.
Right.
Okay. Of course, the six is the best answer, but
you can't
be one.
Deny.
Yeah.
The one answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If I was reading this problem, then okay. Usually, like naturally. Solve this problem, yeah, six would be the best answer because they are all six and try to cooperate and put that thing out. But is it Japanese? Because it's Japanese, kokugo no mondai. So you have to, you know, think about that phrase and read carefully. So, is this maybe, problem is about, you know,
right.
those thing maybe. So, I'll be like, okay. Also be like one or six. I'll be like, in those gap, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. So I do understand that Kyon-chan is still in Moya Moya.
That must be a very long time of Moya Moya. You know?
Yeah.
That's probably,
adventurous. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Do you, なんとなく気になるのにずっと解決していない出来事はありませんか?
Why is Umbrella still like that for a very long time?
You've been saying that for kind of long time.
I don't know why Umbrellas haven't evolved.
Yeah.
There should be a more convenient version.
Okay.
I am so pissed at that.
Do you have any idea? Of new form of umbrellas?
No.
Okay. Okay, but
I feel like there's gotta be some sort of technology or some sort of, you know, invention.
Yeah.
That's more convenient than what we have now.
Uh-huh.
There's got to be one.
Yeah.
But there isn't any.
True.
I'm so pissed.
True. So why you don't like
because
recent umbrella?
I like to keep both hands open.
Okay.
When I'm outside.
Yeah.
I just like it that way.
Uh-huh.
And when I have an umbrella, automatically your hand is already one hand gone. Right?
True.
So that pisses me off.
Okay.
I'm like, that's why I bought a backpack for this.
Uh-huh.
I buy backpacks because I want both hands to be open.
Okay.
And if just because it's rainy, I just gotta carry an umbrella on the other hand, I'll just be like, ah.
Okay.
Oh, now my hand is, one hand is gone. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it's bad.
Okay. Like, isn't there any kind of umbrella that can connect to the, some part of backpack or shoulder? Belt or and you can use both hands, no?
Well, you like, I mean, technically you can
put it to the head. Wait, I saw something on somewhere that they use both hand free umbrellas.
I know, I've seen that too.
Isn't
but
that
that's more like a temporal invention kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
it's more of a it's more of a topic, it's more of like a hot topic kind of thing. It's not like a, it's not really going in the market. You
okay,
know,
okay.
Really, you don't see people using that, right?
True.
I want that to happen. I want people to actually start. I want an invention that people would actually start using
in the city, in the real life,
in public, in general okay. society. You're right. So that's not happening.
Okay.
Right. So I'm pissed about that.
Oh. All right. So you
gotta.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to answer the next question on the next episode?
Well, yeah, but I don't have any, so...
All right, yeah. We're done.
Okay.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye.